With just 100 signatures from other Columbus citizens, Mike Lovelace stopped all work on the $18 million Commons and forced a signature competition. He says he took heat for how easy it was, even though he followed state law.
But my question is, it sure didn't take 100 people to authorize tear it down.
The 35-year-old Commons was torn down in late 2007 because the city said it needed $10 million worth of repairs. Lovelace says the public wasn't offered a chance to weigh in or change that decision. In early 2009, the Columbus City Council approved a $9 million bond to help pay for the new structure. But Lovelace says that $9 million, with interest, will actually be $16 million. And the city hasn't said how it will pay for the hundreds of thousands of dollars in annual maintenance and utility costs, with a city budget already much larger than falling property tax revenues can support. Lovelace says that's a problem that just won't work itself out, and the city's actually never done it before. All previous Commons costs were handled by the Irwin Family Foundation.
You've got to say no to taxes, and unwanted taxes is what this project is. You know, I'm not against the Commons. I'm against how they're paying for it.
He's proposed alternative ways of paying for the Commons, but all involved either raising taxes or scrapping the project altogether. Lovelace was supposed to go door-to-door asking for signatures, but spring rain has kept him inside. So, with the signature drive a week old, Lovelace hasn't really gotten started yet.
Well, basically, I haven't went door-to-door yet.
While the pro-Commons side is leaving nothing to chance with an aggressive and expensive campaign, Lovelace isn't making the same effort. He admits he won't collect enough signatures to halt construction. Nonetheless, Lovelace contends he's still victorious.
I don't think it's as much of the signature drive as what it is educating the public. So I figure we've already won. I don't feel that we can win the number race.
Lovelace says the goal of his campaign is to convince people the city is taxing them too much. But this isn't just about the Commons. This is also about the long-running feud between Lovelace and Mayor Fred Armstrong. Both were police officers in the 1970s and 80s. Lovelace says certain events during that time led him to lose respect for Armstrong. When asked for details, he wouldn't elaborate.
You know, he's going around telling people when he gives speeches, I like Mike, but he just don't like me. Has he ever tried to sit down and say, you know, here's why I don't like you, and I'll tell him why I don't like him? It would have been solved a long time ago. But I'm one of those people I'm not afraid of him.
The Commons is the linchpin of Armstrong's economic development campaign called Vision 2020. Lovelace says many city employees want to sign his petition, but they're afraid for their jobs. Fred Armstrong.
No, I have not said anything like that. They've got their choice to sign, you know, if they want it or they don't want it. That's just something else that Mike's dreamed up. So I haven't said anything like that to anybody.
Lovelace says the city enjoys too close a relationship with diesel engine manufacturer Cummins, and the line between public and private business is often blurred. The company is pledging millions of dollars toward the project so it can serve as a recruiting tool when Cummins tries to attract top talent to the city. Lovelace claims the company is often afforded special privileges because city leaders fear the company and its thousands of employees may leave.
Basically corporate blackmail. All of these companies, they've all caught on that if we say we're going to move, they'll give us whatever we want.
Lovelace says his claims against Cummins are based on what he's heard from other people. Large pro-Commons signs Cummins displayed on the facade of its new building violated the city's sign ordinance. The fact the signs were up for a week, Lovelace says, is further evidence the city is too afraid to tell Cummins what to do. Armstrong says the city was just trying to give Cummins time to figure out how to come into compliance with the ordinance. Plus, he says, he's staying out of the whole Cummins battle anyway, on the advice of his lawyer. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.